of me. But that broken dream has got to end.
I love yellow. Make me smile. Hope you're smiling here listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Evan, waking us, Luke and Evan, Luke Evans. Either way, we make a lot more money per show than I do, and Brian Kelly, just myself. But together, we form Luke Evans, and we can, you know, we can rescue dwarves and save basically most of our town by slaying a dragon with a with an old dragon lance. So, all right, so, I think it was a dwarven arrow. Either way, a black arrow. It was a black arrow, that's right. It's black arrow, that's what Luke Evans saved all the dwarves with, as well as his own community. Hold on a second. My goodness, that came up on me all of a sudden. Now I know how it feels. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. We heard Gableman a little bit off mic there. It was kind of unintelligible a little bit, but a lot of it was just contempt and making fun of the judge and the prosecutor, as well as making a fool out of mockery of himself, and just, I love the confession at the end. It's the best. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. What do you got for me, buddy?
Well, I mean, Gableman just keeps on digging and digging and digging. Why Voss hasn't cut him loose at this point in time just shows how cowardly and craven Voss is, because he's just unwilling to endure the contempt that Gableman is throwing on the judicial process, you know, the rule of law in this state. I mean, it's almost incomprehensible.
It is kind of breathtaking, the arrogance.
And I say it, almost incomprehensible, because it's pretty easy to comprehend this whole tribe of that have come out underneath Trump, all these Trumpites, that it is just, and they feel self-justified. I mean, I think they all think they're the elect of God, and they get to do whatever the hell they want.
Well, how else do you get arrogance to go and say, I know that you're your peers have checked your work and everything, but I have a feeling, and that's equal to what you say because of the First Amendment. See, the arrogance of somebody to go and say, I have as much expertise because I have an opinion or a feeling, is just amazing. Like yesterday when Clay called, and was like, I'm like, do you dispute the facts that I just put out there? No, they're not right. Well, what makes you think they're not right? Yeah, change the subject. Well, my point is that how does your feeling equal the facts? You know what I mean? And the arrogance that people have to go and is just unbelievable. And thank you very much for your call, Mark. I always appreciate it, man. There are going to be some facts that are kind of going to smack you in the face. And the problem is that a lot of these people don't know what to do with them. Like, for example, I don't know, gas prices are rising, and let alone the corporate profits are rising. So, a few corporations control the supply of a very few really, really important items, like, I don't know, baby formula. Well, guess what? There's going to be another shortage pretty soon if we don't fix it, or maybe, you know, the monopolies don't, you know, try and gouge us on it, or we all figure out a way to make money on it. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get them, but not as easy as you want to. Ladies, more than half of the population is going to be screwed because a tampon shortage is the latest nightmare for women, is the latest headline at CNN Business. Supply chain problems and inflation have hit virtually all consumer goods, but women who menstruate are now women who menstruate. And there's a difference, by the way. Yeah, there are women who don't. Can you think of any of those who they are? If you haven't, maybe you're just a cis white male who doesn't care about anybody else. Anyway, but women who menstruate are now facing an added strain as a shortage of period products hits the United States. Top retailers and manufacturers acknowledge the shortages this week, confirming complaints that have been circulating on social media for months. The issue garnered national attention this week after an article in Time called the dearth of tampon and pads the shortage no one is talking about. Well, I am now. I haven't seen any products in stores for months, one user posted on Reddit. I've been ordering my tampons on Amazon. I've been getting price gouged. Tampon prices are up significantly, nearly 10% from a year ago, according to Bloomberg. But an Amazon spokesperson denied rumors of price gouging. You couldn't even saying its policies, quote, help ensure sellers are pricing their products competitively and that the company actively monitors pricing and removes offers that violate its fair pricing policy. I can tell you from what I look for, their prices value greatly. The shortages appear to stem from supply constraints around key materials like cotton and plastic, which are also used in personal protective equipment and have been in high demand from the start of the pandemic. The war in Ukraine has further crimped supply because Russia and Ukraine are both major exporters of fertilizer, which is used to grow cotton. A drought in Texas hasn't helped either. Texas can't even figure out their own power supply, let alone anything else. Shortages of raw materials and supply chain bottlenecks aren't unique to period products, but much like the U.S. infant formula shortage, there's an unrelenting and urgent biological demand for them that can't be easily substituted. People who menstruate can't simply wait for the shelves to be restocked. Getting raw and packed materials to the places we need to get them continues to be costly and highly volatile, says Andre Schulten, Procter & Gamble's chief financial officer, on recent earnings call. When Time asked Procter & Gamble, which owns popular Tampax and Always brands, about the shortage, a company spokesperson blamed increased demand linked to an ad campaign featuring the comedian Amy Schumer. Wow. Wow. Amy Schumer has the power to destroy Procter & Gamble? My goodness. Since the ad launch in 2020, retail sales growth has exploded, the spokesperson told Time. Of course, putting the blame on Schumer's ads doesn't account for why other brands are also hard to come by. P&G representative told CNN Business Thursday that the Tampax team is producing tampons 24/7 to meet the increased demand. We understand it is frustrating for consumers when they find what they want to find what they want, what they can't find what they want, what they need. We can assure you this is a temporary situation. Schumer said on Instagram, whoa, I don't even have a uterus. Why Amy Schumer is getting blamed for the national tampon shortage? She doesn't even have a uterus. Here's a quote. If we could imagine a world where men had to breastfeed their babies, the formula shortage would not be so dire. And then an alternative reality formula would not be stigmatized because it's a choice men would want to have available to them. Yeah. If you want to hear more about some enlightened men talking about periods, why don't you check the Bible? It's right near where you go and hate the gays. Same chapter. Check it out. Real good, that religion. Real good.